And now to a corner of Brooklyn 30 years ago, when the movie Saturday Night Fever made disco mainstream and John Travolta made polyester a fashion statement. The lighted dance floor where Travolta strutted his stuff is at the center of an odd custody battle now, as Dina Temple Roston reports.
The beat is immediately recognizable, a staple that is a theme song not just for a movie, but for the disco age. What a difference three decades makes. Today, memories of Saturday Night Fever have been largely reduced to John Travolta's white suit, now in the Smithsonian Institution, his character's preoccupation with his hair.
We just washed the hair. You know, I work on my hair a long time, and you hit it. He hits my hair.
And the lighted plexiglass floor of the 2001 Odyssey, the Brooklyn club where Travolta showed the world he could dance. That floor is at the center of a bitter court battle in the Kings County Supreme Court, as two businessmen, Vito Bruno and Jay Rizzo, tangle over who owns this piece of disco history.
I've been involved with that dance floor since it was built.
That's Vito Bruno, a concert promoter in Brooklyn who says he bought the floor in what was billed an absolute auction last year.
I worked at the nightclub 2001 Odyssey as a kid, and I've had a almost 30-year relationship with this thing, 25 years, I think it is.
Flipping through the New York Times classifieds, Bruno came across an auction announcement that said that everything at 2001 Odyssey's old location, from lights to bar glasses to unused bottles of booze, was all on the block. Buried in the list, though, Bruno saw something he'd always wanted, the original Saturday Night Fever dance floor. But the auction didn't go exactly as planned. According to Vito Bruno's lawyer, Bruno caught a spotty.
Well, he was the highest bidder and his highest bid was $6,000. The bidding process, as far as I understand, when they put the dance floor up, Mr. Bruno bid $1,000. And the auctioneer said, I have $1,000, can I hear two? So Vito looks around and doesn't see anybody bidding. So he says, okay, I'll give you $2,000. I have two, do I hear three? And he still looks around, he goes, okay, I'll give you the three, but who am I bidding against? Okay, I have three, do I have four? Look, I'll give you the $4,000, but there's nobody else bidding. And he did that until he bid six, and then the auctioneer said, item withdrawn.
The owner of the old 2001 Odyssey, a Brooklyn man named Jay Rizzo, told Bruno that he had no intention of letting the floor go for such a paltry sum. Instead, he allowed a Beverly Hills company to auction it. This time, the floor, 300 square feet of yellow, red, and blue flashing plexiglass, went for $160,000. And therein lies the rub. Vito Bruno says it was no longer Rizzo's to sell. Mr. Rizzo's lawyer, Paul Hugel, sees it differently.
Our position is very simple, that the auction was subject to, all bids were subject to our approval or to a certain minimum, and the bid was too low and it wasn't accepted. And that's really the beginning, middle, and end of it.
Unless Bruno and Rizzo can come to a compromise before they go to trial, a jury will decide if a man who literally grew up with disco will get to own a piece of its history. And for now, the floor that launched a dance craze is gathering dust in a Staten Island warehouse and flickers to life only on film. For NPR News, I'm Dina Temple Raston.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.